Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Bacsik on the home of the Cowboys.
Yeah, so when we go to the home of the Dallas Cowboys, all the Cowboy games are here. I go to the top 10 tight ends in the NFL were recently ranked. And
Witten, baby!
This was
Gold Jacket!
Interesting list. And I'm going to tell you, Jason Witten is not on the list, and I don't think he should be after not playing last year and the age that he's at. I still think he can contribute, but he's not considered a top 10 tight end anymore in the NFL. And I just watch where I go here with this. Okay. Travis Kelce is ranked number one in the NFL Kansas for tight ends. He's awesome, and if they are missing pretty much
their
Tyreek Hill wide receiver, he is either going to explode with numbers or struggle a little bit because the defense is going to 100% concentrate on making the wide receivers beat him and not Travis Kelce.
I think that'll hurt them significantly if they don't have Tyreek Hill.
Do you think it'll hurt Kelce's numbers?
Maybe not. What were his numbers? Something like 1,100 or 1,200 yards and probably 8 or 9 touchdowns. I'm totally guessing, but I'm sure I'm in the ballpark. It'll hurt their team more than it'll help.
18 touchdowns in the last 2 seasons.
Okay, it'll hurt their team a lot more than it would hurt Kelce's numbers, I think. But Tyreek Hill is the Cowboys' Amari Cooper. Like, it puts everybody into their spot. I'm going to draw the attention and still be good and productive, and all of you get single coverage. You're welcome.
Yeah.
So Travis Kelce would go from single coverage to probably triple.
Yeah.
All right, you're the guy now.
Number two in our division, Zach Ertz. He's awesome.
Ertz is good. He's super good.
He is a guy that is 29 years old. He's in the prime of his career, so he still has 2 to 3 more years of being great until he probably starts fading a little bit. But you're facing the Eagles with one of the best tight ends in the game. Number three is George Kittle. Obviously, he's been on a bad team for his early part of his career.
Might change with the quarterback this year.
And that's what they're hoping, obviously. But his numbers are pretty awesome. 88 catches, almost 1,400 yards, and 5 touchdowns
last year. That's insane.
Whatever happened to Jimmy Graham?
He passed away, basically. Yeah.
And so now we get – this is where, Chris, it really changes. They have a tie for fifth. So fourth and fifth, they have Hunter Henry of the Chargers, who was hurt last year, and O.J. Howard of the Buccaneers, who was a first-round pick.
Oh, yeah.
But
Alabama
hasn't done a whole bunch in the NFL. He's had moments, but he's not –
they don't throw to him a ton. Because I see him – people around the NFL are saying, no, he is. He's incredible.
Yeah.
They just don't – I'm looking at his numbers the last 2 years. He has a grand total of 60 catches in 2 seasons. But he gets almost 17 yards per catch in Tampa.
And they're saying
that's a threat.
Bruce Arians will be the guy to really unlock him.
Okay.
So they're really hoping that with a different offensive guy, head coach, that O.J. Howard really takes off. Now, I get to Jared Cook with the Saints, then Eric Ebron, number 7 of the Colts, who's okay. Evan Ingram of the Giants, who's okay. We get to see him twice a year. Greg Olsen, who used to be a top 5 guy, but he's getting close to the end of his career.
And hurt a lot.
Rounding it off, Kyle Rudolph. Here's where I'm going, guys, with my down. Tight ends are down in the NFL after Gronk retired. And then you have Jason Witten, who retired. And obviously, he's not the same player he was 5 years ago. Is tight end a position that is struggling right now?
Oh, I think it's kind of dying because so many people are coming to grips with, I think, a couple of things in the NFL. Playing multiple tight ends, unless you're planning to throw the ball, is a bad idea. So generally, you're going to play with one tight end in the NFL these days. And so often, you've got more athletic, better weapons than them somewhere else. So I think, to me, the future of the tight end position, Kelce and everybody like him will be fine. But the less athletic than that, the less freaky or big, you've got to be a guy that can basically play wide receiver to play tight end.
Yeah.
And right now, there's just not a ton of them that are great at
obviously,
it.
The Iowa guys are coming in to be studs that were drafted in the first round. But it's just interesting when you see that list, because I was concerned about the tight end of the future and hey, I think we should take a tight end in the draft in the first couple rounds. The last 2 years, and the Cowboys have really stayed away from drafting a tight end in the first 3 rounds of the draft, where you're really going to find more guys that you believe can make an impact in the NFL pretty quickly. But when you look at the list, you see after you get past kind of five guys and really three stud guys, you're kind of like, hey, these are solid guys, but that's all they are is solid guys.
See, I mentioned Jimmy Graham. Because he's up there in Green Bay, as far as I know. But back when he's with the Saints and he was about to hold out because they weren't going to pay him more money than tight ends make, and he says, I'm a pass catcher. And it was like, okay, I was keeping an eye on his situation. They wound up trading him to Seattle for Seattle's all-pro center. And that's all Russell had up there was Jimmy Graham. I was like, okay, are they going to start having tight ends and just have pass catchers? And then all of a sudden it just kind of faded away, and you got the Kelseys and the Ertz, and they're more traditional Jason Witten type tight ends, even though they can catch the ball. And there's the Jimmy Grahams kind of disappeared. Or am I wrong?
Because like Ertz and Kelce, like those guys are really athletic. They're not unathletic guys. Right. They're athletic guys.
But they're big.
But yeah, I guess the guys who are less well-rounded are somehow being phased out. Because Jimmy Graham, you do picture him as kind of a, well, we're going to go vertical and we're going to throw it high.
Yeah.
And teams would probably rather put it in the hands of somebody who can do something after the catch, maybe a shiftier guy that plays the slot. I don't totally know, but Jimmy Graham's definitely fallen off the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, around the NFL, second down, I've got the Madden ratings for your Cowboys. Got the Madden ratings for your Cowboys.
Uh-oh. You know, Dez used to pay attention to these real hard.
Dude, I'm so stunned. I shouldn't be stunned because, like, when I hear that, hey, the Madden ratings are out, like, I'm curious. If I knew my name were in it, I would be locked in. But, yeah, the players care so much about this. Here's your trivia game. Who's the best Dallas Cowboy, according to John Madden Football?
Zeke?
I'll go with Martin at guard.
Zach Martin is the best player on the Cowboys. He's a 96 overall in Madden.
Look out there.
Your next best player, tied, by the way. It's a three-way tie, Tyron's but one of them is Zeke. One of them is Tyron. Mm-hmm. And the other one, if he turns out that he is this good this
Cooper?
Year, I will do backflips.
Did they get Jalen Smith all excited? LVE.
It's a guy who didn't play last year.
Travis Frederick
is a 94 rating in Madden.
How close was Tank Lawrence to that?
Tank's getting hated on, doing some hating. Madden's doing some hating. He's an 89. He's 89 overall.
I know maybe I'm asking too many questions for Madden ratings right now.
Defensive end ratings?
Well, yeah.
I bet I can find them.
I just didn't know if that's like the seventh or eighth, I'd be like, hey, maybe a little disrespected. If we're putting him at like 15th best defensive end, then we're really disrespecting him.
Well, let me see. I got to find this guy's Twitter account.
Sorry.
NFL_
Too many questions for Madden ratings.
The top rated Cowboys, Zach Martin's number one. Then Zeke, Frederick, and Tyron are tied for the second best player. The only other guy in the 90s is Byron Jones at 91. DeMarcus Lawrence is an 89. Amari Cooper is an 89. Vander Esch and Jalen Smith are 86 and 85. Okay. Punter, 84 for Chris Jones. Sean Lee, which is just being nice to aging players, I believe. Witten's an 83, which is being nice to aging players.
So Byron Jones had a great year, so I don't want to take away from what he had overall. For 16 games and two playoff games, it was a great year. Did you notice at the end of the year and in the playoffs he started getting picked on and started giving up receptions?
That's been my case for not paying him his money because they realize he doesn't intercept passes. He's not a five-tool corner. He's not a shutdown because you don't have the fear of him taking it to the house or at least deflecting it for a fumble. He's got two picks his entire career. So they started thinking, offensive coordinators started thinking, you know what? What's going to happen? Either it's going to be a completion, a hell of a completion, or it's going to be an incompletion, or it's going to be a referee dropping a flag, but you don't have the fear of the interception. And so they started picking on him. And it happened in December.
Yeah, Cheeto got thrown out a lot, too.
It is
a passing, but yeah, Byron was less shut down.
It's like they weren't passing to Byron. Like they decided to pick on Cheeto so much that Byron wasn't getting any action.
And then
the playoff teams were like, no, we attack. It doesn't matter. Byron Jones is
he's not going to pick it off.
Right.
There's no fear of the pick.
And then I felt like, dude, he's giving up a lot of receptions here.
He also had a hip surgery after the year.
Yeah.
So probably part of it is that he wasn't healthy.
Yeah,
and hopefully, as you go along, that's not getting better. It's getting worse. But, yeah, I get like the Byron, what do you do with him situation, I think is interesting too.
If he had the picks, I would give him all the money in the world because he does everything else perfectly.
Yeah. Everything else, I don't need the picks.
Somebody's got to do it.
I just want consistent coverage. If you're forcing incompletions, it's good, but I feel like he wasn't even as good at that at the end of the year.
They were 27th in the league in forced turnovers.
The trouble is that turns out to be random a lot. Yeah, like year to year, you just don't know.
That's why I wanted Earl Thomas so bad, because he creates the turnovers.
By the way, I looked up DeMarcus Lawrence for you, Mike, with the defensive line ratings. Aaron Donald, 99. J.J. Watt, 97. Fletcher Cox, 96. Damon Harrison, 95. Calais Campbell, 92. Geno Atkins, 91. Miles Garrett, 91. Cam Jordan, 91. Frank Clark, 90. Tank, 89.
Okay,
so he's like the sixth or seventh.
They should give him two more points.
Okay, so talk about this. You talked about Byron's
injury. Khalil Mack's not even on here.
Look at this. Tank Lawrence has 25 sacks.
Oh, he is.
Tank Lawrence has 25 sacks in the last 2 years. He said at the SportsCon with Jesse and Ari, he was playing for 2 years with a torn labrum.
Yeah.
So he's going to be healthy when he comes back. He says, I'm going for the sack record.
Okay.
He says, I'm just going to go for the sack record.
Well, you're going to go for it, getting a lot of attention.
Exactly.
I promise you that.
Hopefully Quinn will draw some attention.
Or Gregory. Here's Chris Arnold with third down.
You know, they've been talking about an 18-game season forever, right? The NFL has offered up to the NFL Player Association in their bargaining an 18-game proposal, which they have rejected.
Blech.
The executive director, DeMaurice Smith, says, oh, hell no, I don't see an 18-game schedule under any circumstance being in the best interest of our players. Now, this is what they're throwing at them. And then there's been a solution offered up as of this weekend by the Green Bay Packers president.
Hey.
And it might work.
Okay.
The 18-game schedule is saying that, okay, 18 games, but the players won't play 18. They can only play 16.
Okay, we talked about this a little bit last week.
And the quarterback is so dumb, so they're not going to do that. But here's the solution by the Green Bay Packers president that everybody said, hey, this might get some legs on it. He's saying 17 games, and that every team has one game at a neutral site, whether it be international or whether it be Portland or San Antonio. He said it's great for the league, and it's not going to kill all the players. And then you have two byes, two preseason games for roster players.
Right, two byes.
Two byes.
One extra game.
One extra game at a neutral site. And everybody's going, huh.
Players are still going to balk and say, right, what are you going to give us for playing an extra game?
Well, yeah.
Because they don't play preseason.
But yeah.
So you're putting my body out there for an extra game. How much do I get?
Then again, maybe they just only do the 16 games instead of 18 and 17. You follow me?
Uh-uh. 16 and two byes?
But all the players don't guarantee to play 17. In other words,
everybody
knows.
Oh, like have 17 games, but you could have players only play 16?
Exactly.
The only thing that throws me off about that is I feel like fans are going to lose their minds on the week that they paid to see Pat Mahomes play.
You have to get a new punter? Or punters and kicker? Like, you have to have a new kicker?
I guess. You got to have a punter and a kicker ready for that 17th week.
I don't think that's acceptable.
All I can say is they're getting closer. You know it's not going to be 18.
Right.
What all the fans really can care about is the meaningless preseason games. And the owners don't want to lose the preseason game revenue. So you've got to figure out a way to get the bang for the buck. Because meaningless preseason games, players get hurt, and fans have to pay money for stuff that don't mean anything.
Yep.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.